Now, others, for instance, may be working for the government in some way and thus see working for their country as the higher purpose. For example, in the 1950s, there were many Chinese, including soldiers, who genuinely felt they were working for the benefit of others, at least for the benefit of the party. And that meant the benefit of the people. So they had a strong conviction of their purpose and even sacrificed their lives. And they didn't care about personal gains. Similarly, in the monastic world, there are many individual monks who choose to live in seclusion as hermits in the mountains under basic conditions and great hardships. They have the option to remain in the monastery and have a life of greater comfort and ease, but because they have a much higher purpose in their mind. Because their goal is to achieve liberation so that they can better be of service to all beings, they are willing to confront the immediate hardships. I think these people enjoy a certain mental satisfaction from their work.
The Dalai Lama sipped his tea as he reflected.
There is always a way to find a higher purpose to one's work. Of course, there may be some individuals who may not need to work because of their special financial circumstances. Under such circumstances, they can enjoy their freedom and enjoy the privilege they have, and that's one thing. But among those who need to work to make a living, then it is important for these individuals to recognize that, first of all, they are part of a society. They are members of the human society that they are living in. And also they should recognize that by actively participating in this workforce, in some way they are acting out their role as a good citizen in their society, a productive member of society. And in this way they can realize that indirectly they are making a contribution to the entire society. So if they think along these lines, then they can see some purpose in what they are doing that is beyond just providing a means of livelihood for themselves. That alone can be enough to give them a sense of purpose, a sense of calling. And this idea can be reinforced if they simply ask themselves, what is the other alternative? Just hanging around. Then there is the danger of drifting into some unhealthy habits, such as resorting to drugs, being part of a gang, or acting as a destructive member of society. So there, not only are you not contributing to the society that you live in, but in fact you are undermining the very stability of the society that you are part of. If any worker thinks along those lines, they will see a higher purpose to their work.
The Dalai Lama paused again and laughed.
I'm thinking that there may be a bit of irony here. We are discussing these things that may end up in a book, and it may seem that I'm making these suggestions to the American citizens, but whether the Tibetans, my own community, pay attention to these things is open to question. They don't always listen to me.
Well, maybe we can get our book translated into Tibetan, I kidded him.